your school, Oklahoma University, you were very good to it, and today you are a member of the Board of Regents.
I am.
That's got to make you feel good.
I'm very proud of that, one, and two. Anything I wouldn't do to try to make that school a better place, and I do all that I can.
Here we are in 2012. How many years have you been a regent?
11. I have three to go. I may get a historic third term. We'll see. I'll be the first person to go for a third term if I get it, and I'm working it already.
Just for historical sake here, you've been there for 11. President David Boren has been there. You've been able to see him work wonders on the campus, raising funds and all that kind of thing. You've been eyewitness to all of that. Comment on that.
I've been part of it. And not just me. I have six fellow regents. So
I realize.
Not taking all the glory or anything.
No. It's just the fact that you were there to witness it.
It was more than witness. As you know, a board has the final power. We could fire Boren, four of us, an open meeting act within 24 hours. That's a lot of power.
What are the issues facing the university today that you might just comment on? What is it you're dealing with?
There's one group of people that say, hey, you need to spend less dollars. And I say, well, I understand that, but you know, if things are really that bad, we have 40,000 students, the maximum we've ever had. People are pouring over the border from Texas to our school. If we were to lower the price on for attending the University of Oklahoma, we couldn't handle any more students. And they're thrilled to have that. We have the highest number of merit scholars in the nation. So I think what we really need is a better accounting to the legislature and how these dollars are being spent, where they have greater input, not control, but input, and that they are talked to by people they can have faith in as to what's going on, what needs to be changed. There are some things that need to be changed. What's good about the university, what's not good, so that they can have somewhat the same faith that I do in the university. And so it's a tough position for me, and that there's a lot of different ways that people see things. I've been lucky in that I gained a lot of faith. A lot of people there, they're willing to talk to me. I'm talking about people who work for the University of Oklahoma in every aspect. I think I have a good feeling as to what needs to be done, but I'm just one person. There's six other regents that have a lot of say. Of course, David has a tremendous say. So I think some changes need to occur. But at the same time, there's got to be a lot of recognition for the good things that David Boren and his staff have accomplished.
Yeah. As a regent, do people reach out to you to complain?
Quite a bit. Some of them are kooks, which I don't talk to too long. Some of them are people I feel like I need to talk to and help them with their problem. I'm quite active in that, and I get a lot of calls.
That is a real powerful position, isn't it? The regent of the University of Oklahoma. OSU, too, has their power, their regents as well, but we're talking about this school.
Well, from past history, it has been that. But, you know, OSU's, I love the school, like the people, you know, the president and all that they're doing. They're coming on strong, and someday there'll be a very strong competition between those two universities. I have very, very good friends over there, and this stuff about disliking each other because of football or basketball is crazy to me. And I want to see them do well. I want the state of Oklahoma to do well. My true love is the state of Oklahoma. I'm born, raised, everything that's happened good to me has happened here in the state, and particular pride for the University of Oklahoma. And it's the same battle we have going on right now between Oklahoma City and Tulsa. I mean, the thing is, Tulsa in the 50s. With the king, we had the oil capital of the world. Oklahoma City, the big joke was then you take away the legislature and you have Enid, and there was ho, 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 ho. But for some reason, they had tremendous more foresight than we did, because what's happened is they took their city limits and they moved it out, you know, 100 miles so they could control their destiny. Here in Tulsa, you have Jinx and Broken Arrow and Catoosa and Bixby and so on. Well, we're locked in. Honestly, to have a great city, it takes dollars. So you have West Tulsa, and you would call that a wealthy community, and North Tulsa is not a wealthy community, and the Spanish are starting to come into East Tulsa, and at some point, hopefully, they'll make the dollars. And so really, you have South Tulsa, where most of the dollars are, and some of them are saying, we can't afford the tax, and they're leaving and going to the other small towns, and Tulsa's hurting. And then we had the rules that came down where the votes had to be separated out in this and that. So Oklahoma City's not going through that right now. Because of that, they have really drawn some very, very large industries as far as oil. As you know, Boeing shut down Wichita and came to Oklahoma City. American Airlines, which so bought most of their planes, they didn't come to Tulsa. They went to Oklahoma City. I could just go on and on and on. And the way they have put that thing together now is incredible. They are really the powerhouse in the state of Oklahoma now. But a lot of people in Oklahoma City are very bitter about the bad days of the 50s and 60s and early 70s when Tulsa really didn't pay him much attention. It's a battle I have trying to say, hey, guys, we're not going to cut Tulsa off and let it float out to sea. We have a lot of wonderful people up there. We still have boats up there. Somehow we've got to learn to have faith and trust in each other and believe in each other and try to help. And maybe we won't be in Oklahoma City, but I think we still bring a lot to the table. But OU's doing fine. Our economics under control. Have we borrowed money to the maximum? We have. But still, it's under control.